Om Shanti. Today is a very special day. Today is a very special day. It is not only for Brahmins, but also very special for the devotees. Today is called Sharad Purnima. It is the full moon between Dasara and Diwali. Ravan is burnt and Diwali comes, so in between is the full moon. And today is very special for the Brahmins because it is the day when we are going to come face to face with the Supreme Being. And in Brahmin language, we use the code word Bap Dada. This is a code word for Brahmins. People don't know what it means. Even in India, if you tell them Bap Dada, they say, what is Bap Dada? It is coined word. It is made up of two words, Bap and Dada. Bap means father. And Dada has two meanings. One meaning is grandfather. And the other meaning is elder brother. And elder brother is also called Dada. And grandfather is also called Dada. So we use this word in two ways. Bap, Dada, having different meanings. It is Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. When we say Brahma Baba is our father, and we are the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, the mouth-born progeny of Brahma, and as children of Brahma, we are the grandchildren of Shiv Baba. Sometimes Brahma Baba says with intoxication, I am the first creation of God. Shiv Baba descends in this body and adopts me, speaks through my mouth. So I become the first creation. And then you are created through the mouth. So you are Brahma's children and Shiva's grandchildren. But then on the other hand, as spiritual beings, as souls, Brahma Baba is also a soul. He is not God. God is Shiv Baba, the Supreme Soul. So as a soul, but a senior soul, a respected soul, who has played part in the whole cycle, very, very prominent part in the cycle, and therefore he is our elder brother, soul brother, we say. And as soul brother, he's like us, a student, the direct child of Shiv Baba. And therefore Dada means elder brother and Bap means father, that is Shiv Baba. So once I understand the meaning of this code word, I also understand that now both of them cannot be separated. Yes, when souls will start descending from Paramdham, Brahma Baba's soul will be the first soul to descend from Paramdham and be born as Sri Krishna. And then we will follow. Also, when we are returning home, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba together, and we will follow them. So Bap Dada, they are like combined now. But of course they were separated during the whole cycle. And the first one to be separated from God and the first one to meet God at the end of the cycle. And we follow suit, you know, we follow Brahma Baba. And therefore we say that when Brahma Baba became avyat, they became inseparable. They are together. When we think of Shiv Baba, we cannot forget Brahma Baba. And when we think of Brahma Baba, we cannot forget Shiv Baba. And both of them are waiting for us to open the gates of Paramdham together. In the meantime, Brahma Baba, after attaining perfection, is waiting for us in the subtle regions. Of course, Shiv Baba can travel subtle regions, soul world, physical world, free soul. Brahma Baba is also free soul. But both of them have a lot to do in this physical world too, in a subtle way. They are preparing us to become perfect so that we become like Brahma Baba and return home together. And now we have reached nearly the end of the confluence age. Brahma Baba, for 33 years in physical form, from the year 1936 till 69, made so much spiritual endeavor to become perfect. He was number one child of Shiv Baba, very, very obedient child of Shiv Baba, number one student of Shiv Baba. And as number one in everything, he also became number one in becoming perfect. That was Brahma Baba's actually real sanskar. That whatever he did it perfectly. Whatever he aimed for, he attained it anyway. He never procrastinated, okay, tomorrow, 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 maybe another day, maybe some other day, no. Baba used to say, Brahma Baba, it is now or never. And therefore, Brahma Baba became number one. Not one day did he miss the Murli. Not one day did he miss Amrit Vela. Sometimes we say, how could Brahma Baba miss the Murli? Because Shiv Baba used to speak through him. So whose ears would listen first? When I'm speaking, my ears listen first. No, the sound travels first. It will travel to my ears before it comes to your ears. And therefore Brahma Baba never missed the Murli. Even if Brahma Baba was sick, maybe he was in the hospital, he underwent an operation, but still in the morning Baba would wake up very early and Shiv Baba would write the Murli through him. Baba's hands used to be very fast, very fast. Not everyone understood Baba's handwriting also. Very fast. Because Shiv Baba would work very fast through him. And Baba would write. And therefore that Murli, Ishudadi used to, you know, copy and write in good words so that it could be read properly. And that Murli went everywhere too. So not a single day did Baba miss the Murli. Not a single day did Baba not work on the Murli. And whatever Shiv Baba said, he did it instantly. And he expected the same from the children. This is why sometimes we hear in an Avyakt Murlis, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba's conversation in the subtle regions. Perfect yet. Why are they taking so long? Why are they not being able to be detached so quickly as Brahma Baba did? So why they are not doing it? And Shiv Baba consoles Brahma Baba's soul and says, child, don't worry. Everything is happening accurately according to the drama. Everything is happening accurately according to the drama. This drama is very accurate. Had Shiv Baba not become avyakt or angelic or complete earlier, before, how would Brahma Baba's subtle form also work? Because Shiv Baba would say through the corporeal form of Brahma Baba, when Baba was in Sakar, children, many more will come, many more will come. And then when they'll come, they'll go very fast, very fast. Baba used to speak the Murli, and maybe at that time in Madhuban, there would be not more than 15-20 souls sitting to listen to the Murli. Not that many living in Madhuban either. But Baba used to speak as if he was speaking to hundreds and thousands. So many would ask Baba, Baba, the way you spoke today, as if there was a very big gathering in front of you. And Baba would say, children, I don't just look at these souls. I'm also seeing those souls, children, who are going to come in the future. I'm looking at them also. And therefore we often say that all those who took their spiritual birth after Brahma Baba became avyakt, angelic, complete, perfect, they are not just mouth-born progeny, but they are thought-born progeny. Through Brahma Baba's thoughts, you were born. And thoughts travel faster than words. If you compare the speed of thoughts and words, thoughts travel so fast. Words may take some time to travel. When you're speaking on a telephone, and sometimes a very long distance call, it takes time for the sound to travel. Takes time, and then for you to speak and that one to listen, and him to speak and you listen, and you hear what he's saying. But thoughts, instant. You think and the thoughts reach that person. And therefore, Baba said that such children will come and they will go very fast and glorify the Father. So when the yajna started, it was very, very slow. Very slow. Nobody knew. And it was like the foundation. Just like the foundation, the seed is sown in the soil. It doesn't grow immediately. It takes time for the seed to, that dormant, latent energy which is in this in the seed, that to become kinetic, to become active, it takes time. And in the meantime, it is all very incognito. The roots are incognito. They are not exposed, they are not shown. They have to stay underground. And underground they become strong. And then the tree grows. And once it starts growing, then it keeps on growing. There's no stopping. And therefore, for the first 14 years, how everything was so incognito. So incognito. The world did not know. On the contrary, if they did come to know something, they used to wonder, what is all this? Because Baba did 3 revolutionary acts at the beginning, which people did not understand immediately. And they were totally against the society at that time. Totally against. One was the visions. So many visions. And Brahma Baba was the first one to get the visions of Vishnu, of destruction, of heaven, everything. Of Shiv Baba, Sri Krishna, so many different types of visions. Brahma Baba saw them first, and then how others also saw them. And that made them to surrender to Baba. But this was like a revolution. And people didn't understand. The moment they would go in front of Baba, Baba would give them drishti and they would go off into trance. So people thought that Baba had some magic. It was a magical power working. And Brahma Baba used to say, I'm not doing anything. It's not my power. I don't have any power. He used to say very, truthfully. Not that he tried to hide anything. He said, it is not my power at all. I don't know. I'm not doing it. It was Shiv Baba's miracles working at that time, and that was a big revolution. And people were attracted because of those visions. There was no knowledge. We didn't understand. Even Baba didn't understand what all this was, what was happening. And nobody really understood anything. But the love which Shiv Baba gave through Brahma Baba, knowledge wasn't clear. It was just love, 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 and the visions, that's all. And that pulled the souls to Baba. Had it been very, very deep knowledge, nobody would have understood, nobody would have been able to be pulled. And so that was the first revolution. And second revolution was that women, ladies, kumaris, girls, youngsters, young women, they were attracted the most. Had they not been attracted, they were so young at that time, 14 years, 15 years, 12 years, 10 years, you can imagine. And they were the dadis of today, from whom we took the inspirations. Had they been of very big age, then this yagya also would not have lasted that long. We have only now 6 old dadis. You want to ask something? What happened? Huh? Translation not happening? No translation? Spanish not working? Huh? Hindi is coming. Wait, translation? Ye theek nahi hai kya? Kahan hai? Huh? Kya ho raha hai? Translation wala kahan hai? Not able to get Spanish translation? Okay? Alright? Okay, then raise your hand. Okay? Okay. And at present, after 80 years of this establishment work, we see we have just 6 dadis left, that's all, of the original jewels, just 6 of them. You can imagine. And the oldest one, of course, Dadi Janki. She's over 100 years. She came when she was just 20, 21. And we say, yes, 100, she's over 100 years now. And she was the one of the oldest ones, you can imagine. All others were younger. And she is with us today. So how these dadis, who were young at that time, so energetic, but in a second they could just surrender. They renounced in a second. It didn't take them long. And at that time, everything was so different from what is today. Women, kumaris, mothers, they were not allowed to be independent like they are today. They had to remain within 4 walls. Maybe under veils, you know, that they could not even show their face to the people. Always staying indoors, looking after the family, children, cooking, only that. No social activities whatsoever. Nothing. And here God gave them the real freedom. So again, a very big revolutionary act. And the third revolutionary act was that Shiv Baba made everyone promise that they would live a pure and yogi life, which was like next to impossible. Next to impossible, why? Because no one before had ever made anyone promise like that, to live a pure and yogi life. Holy and yogi, Baba said, this is what you have to promise. And all the little girls also, they all promised. It was a big revolution that we will make our life holy and yogi. We will lead a pure life. And as this became a big revolution, there was so much of opposition. It was against the norms of the society. But Brahma Baba was totally not afraid. He had no fear whatsoever. Why? Because he said, I'm not doing anything. It's not me who is responsible. It is that supreme power. He is taking care. It is his power working, not any human power. Brahma Baba didn't even understand who was speaking through him. You know, Baba used to read the Gita. The Gita scripture would be in his hand and Shiv Baba would come in him and start speaking knowledge. And Brahma Baba used to wonder, who is speaking? The book would remain closed, otherwise Baba would open the book and read. You know, that's what the pundits do, the scholars do, they read. And then they explain maybe on the different shlokas of the scriptures. But here, even before opening the book, Shiv Baba would come and start giving knowledge. And Baba used to wonder, who's speaking? But then later on, how Baba came to know the trance messengers, they would go into trance and inform Baba that who is working through you. It is that supreme power working through you. So the beginning was something very interesting, extraordinary, like magic, miracles, but all incognito. And how they remained incognito for 14 years in that isolated stage in Karachi, without anyone's glance towards them. And during those 14 years, from 1937 to 1950, how there was such a big transformation in the world. On one hand, the Second World War took place from 39 to 45. And that war ended when America bombed Hiroshima, Nagasaki of Japan. And at that time, hundreds of thousands of people died in that war. First World War also many people died. But Second World War even more died. And many times the children would ask Baba, "Baba, is this the end?" And Baba would say, "No, children, this is only a rehearsal." Baba said in today's Murli also, "Children, this is only a rehearsal." So Baba said at that time also, "This is only a rehearsal." But just one or two places, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, that's all. They were bombed. And those bombs were baby bombs, as they say. Baby bombs. And now they have how big, how powerful bombs, you can't even imagine. And they all know, all the nuclear weapon countries know that if we start, it's not that we will survive and only others will die, even we will die. Because there's always the anti. So the anti will work, the opposite will also work, and they will not survive. And therefore, it was only a rehearsal at that time. But now it has to be the finale. And then at that time also, India and Pakistan, they were separated before the Britishers left India. And India was the first country to get freedom from the British rule. Otherwise, Britishers were ruling nearly over the whole world. Whole world nearly. They would say the sun never sets in the British Empire. That was their saying. Because every country was under like British rule. Nearly. So the sun never sets because somewhere or the other in any country the sun is always there. From north to south to east to west. And India was the first country to be freed from the Britishers. And after that others followed. I've been to so many countries, nearly 70 countries. And I've always asked them, when was your country freed from the British rule? And it is always after 1947. I don't know if some country has been freed before that. Huh? See? USA. USA 17? No, USA has come up only recently, 500-600 years, but it was under British rule. But in a very small scale, it's not like in a whole ruling over the whole country like that. They were the monarchs here, the Britishers here. Or maybe a little bit, okay. Anyway, so we say that how, but that partition brought such a big change. And what was the change? So much of bloodshed. It was like a civil war. And war between religions. And then Baba was asked, "Baba, is this the end?" Baba said, "No, children, this is also only a rehearsal." So rehearsal of nuclear war, rehearsal of civil war in India. And thirdly, there were so many natural calamities at that time, so many, even tsunami, even earthquakes, famines, so many at that time. And people died like anything. And again a question, "Baba, is this the final one?" Baba would say, "No, it's only a rehearsal." So you can understand how rehearsal was so bad, what the final will be. I remember I watched a film. Baba told us to go and watch this film, Sakar Baba. The name of the film was The Last War. Many, many years ago this film was released. And Baba told a few of us who knew English to go and watch this film. So we went to watch. And well, all about the Third World War. and how everything is destroyed through nuclear war and civil war and calamities. You know, these three ways how destruction will take place. And at the end, there was the last, scene on the screen, the last screen, it was written, all this is only a fiction. Only a fiction, an imagination. But it can become a fact. It's only a fiction. But it can become a fact. So, how Baba says, they had that visualization of what the fact would be. So Baba says that how at the beginning this was so incognito, but the rehearsals were happening during those 14 years. But Baba's children were totally protected. That was the beauty of this organization. Totally protected, away from the maya of the world. And then when they came to Bharat from Karachi, it was a new chapter. Although at that time how Baba used to train them, supposing you go to meet the President of India, what knowledge will you give him? How will you speak to him? Supposing you are invited to meet the Queen of England, in what way would you give knowledge to her? What letter would you write to her or to him or whoever, any big VIP? How would you invite so and so? And they were told to write an essay, write and bring to Baba. Make a leaflet, a folder, a pamphlet. What would you write in that? How would you give God's introduction to anyone? And the dadis at that time, they used to say, Baba, why are you making us do all this work as if we are going to go in the world and do this service? We are living together and we will die together, we'll go back together and establishment will happen. That's what they thought. That is what they thought. They never knew that they would have to serve the world like this. They didn't know in those 14 years because they were so well protected. But then how, when they came to India, well, the organization grew. And then again, they didn't expect that Brahma Baba would leave the body. Because Baba used to say in the Murlis that, children, we are together, we'll be together, we'll go together, so together, Baba would say, so everyone thought together means in the body together. Nobody will leave the body. Nobody thought that anybody would leave the body. And when Mama left her body first, she was the senior most, and when she left her body in 1965, definitely again that was a big revolution. Because Baba had said, we'll all live together, be together, go back together, all together, and here Mama is gone. But then after that, the advance party was revealed. What is advance party? For golden age to be established, there is need of very powerful souls who will be instrumental in giving birth to deity souls. And therefore, Mama will be their leader. That's what Baba said when Mama left the body. And then so many seniors started leaving the body. Again, Baba would say they have a very big role in the advance party. And then even Brahma Baba left the body. Now, we didn't expect Brahma Baba to leave the body. But when Brahma Baba left the body, we didn't know what would happen now. Because usually, when any founder of any organization leaves the body, after that, there is great commotion in the whole organization. The commotion is because who will now take the seat? The founder is gone. Who will take the seat? And also, usually when any founder or any guru dies, there are many quarrels in the organization over three things. One thing is, who will take the seat? Unless that guru in his lifetime appoints somebody that after me this one will, and he grooms that one, makes him be with him and grooms him all the while, that after me this one will take over. Usually gurus do that, but many don't, and when they don't, well, the whole organization is split, and then it loses that strength which it had when the founder was alive. And so always there's a very big fight over that. And the second reason why there are bifurcations in that organization is over money. Money becomes a very big issue. Because maybe it's on all private names, maybe not a trust or not of that sort, not a public foundation or a trust or some society. If it's not that, then again a very big problem about money. Who's the owner? And thirdly, if the one who is made to sit on this seat, if his character is not good, and many followers don't like him, even again there's a split. You know, just like in politics, we have so many parties because they don't like their leader, and then they form their own party and so on. They have their own leader. It happens. But here it was very different, because Brahma Baba very, very cleverly, how he formed a trust, and all was under the name of the trust. Brahma Baba did not sign, no, nothing. There was a group, a committee, and their signature was needed, not one person. So it was not under one hand that only that one was a whole soul or the master, no. A committee had to decide. And secondly, there was no question of who will take the seat, because there's no gurudom here, no guru. Brahma Baba is our father. And if the father dies, then there cannot be another father. Yes, brothers, sisters can take over. The brothers or sisters, they take care of their younger brothers and sisters. But father and mother, they are the only ones. No? So no guru here, so no fight over guru. But then, how there are trans messengers. And the trans messengers brought the message that how Brahma Baba is now combined with Shiv Baba, and both will come in Gulzar Dadi's body. So to cut short all this. And how when Bap Dada both came in the body of Gulzar Dadi and spoke the versions that how now this organization will run. And Baba told Dadi and Didi, Dadi Prakashmani and Didi Manmohini. Baba, Bap Dada put his hand on their heads and said, now these two will be in the front and Bap Dada at the back. They are like the backbone. And these two will be in the front, and Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, they will give Srimat through these two. So you have to follow according to what they say. And Didi and Dadi, Didi Manmohini and Dadi Prakashmani, they were like two bodies but one soul, to tell you frankly. How much wonderful coordination they had. They thought the same thing. They worked on the same frequency. Everything worked so perfectly. And in their tenure, how this organization, you know, progressed so much in leaps and bounds. It was really very interesting. Which was incognito during Sakar Brahma Baba's time. And then Didi gone, Dadi Prakashmani gone, but how in the subtle form they are serving souls. And that's how Baba's children are being pulled. And Bap Dada's work still going on. but for how long? For the past 47 years, 1969 until 2016, as we are going through this year, 47 years, Avyakt Bap Dada has been giving us the Murlis. Angelic Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba working through him, through that angelic form, and descending in the body of Gulzar Dadi. Gulzar Dadi is a very special soul. She was the first one to get the vision of angelic Brahma Baba. Before that, nobody knew about subtle regions. They all knew about Paramdham and the Golden Age and all that, but not subtle regions. And Gulzar Dadi was the first one. How one day she was just sitting in Shiv Baba's remembrance, and she was a trance messenger, no doubt. She used to see a lot of visions, right from day one. The first day she came at the age of 9 to Baba in 1936, she saw Brahma Baba and immediately went into trance at the age of 9, can you imagine? And she used to see many visions of Sri Krishna, many, heaven, and she used to come and tell Baba what she saw of heaven. But then subtle regions vision was something very different, because that was like a world of light, of silvery light, you know, like one moon. If you don't have any other light and just the light of the moon, how everything looks so silvery. It's full moon and it's very bright. But if thousands of moons put together, how will that light be? Silvery light. That's what she saw. And in the midst of like clouds and silvery light, she saw a figure. And the face resembles Brahma Baba's face. An angelic face. Angel in an angel form, filled with light. That's what she saw. And she was surprised. What is this? She didn't understand. And immediately she came down. She was like brought down because she was afraid when she saw that form. And when she came down, she told Baba, "Baba, this is what I saw. I don't know what it was, but it was actually your face. It was like you, but it was very different." So Baba became curious when he heard from her, because he wanted to know what was that form. If it is my face and like my figure, this physical figure, then what was that? Then Baba told her, "Okay, now sit again, and again maybe you are pulled, and then if you see that form once again, ask him, who are you? And when she did go again, she saw that figure, angelic figure. She asked him, "Who are you?" And that figure said, "I am the perfect form of Brahma Baba. This Brahma who is in the corporeal world, the medium of Shiv Baba, this soul will attain perfection and become this one," pointing towards the self. And since then, she used to see, after that, two forms, one the angelic form and then the other ordinary form. She used to see without the light and the other one with the light. And Brahma Baba came to know that I have my perfect form in the subtle regions and I have to attain perfection. This is my aim and objective. Before perfection, becoming an angel was not known, because subtle regions vision was never there. But I have to become a deity, I have to go to golden age, only that knowledge was there. But I have to become an angel, that was not known. I have to return home, soul world, even that was understood. But I have to go to subtle regions, that was not known. Because subtle region vision nobody got before Gulzar Dadi. But after that, in those 14 years, how this new knowledge was informed. And then of course Brahma Baba really made so much effort to attain perfection. And as was his sanskar, if I want to do something, I'll do it now. That's what Brahma Baba did. And how Brahma Baba played a double role. On one hand, looking after the children, sustaining the children, thinking of how they have to do service. So much Baba would give all instructions in the Murlis. But on the other hand, working on himself to attain perfection. Again, Dadi Janki keeps saying all that, I won't repeat. And how on 18th of January 1969, at the age of 93 years, Brahma Baba became avyakt. But then even at that time, nobody knew how this organization would run after this. And how the trans messenger brought the message that now Baba will come and speak, Bap Dada will come and speak to the body. And how Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba's souls cannot be separated now. Brahma Baba in his angelic form and Shiv Baba in that perfect light form, they cannot be separated. Before too, she used to see visions, two souls, you know, like Shiv Baba's soul and Brahma Baba's soul. She used to see, like, if this was transparent, the soul would be visible, no? Naturally, in vision. So she used to see in vision. In the angelic world also, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba's soul, so close to each other, like Baba says in the Murlis, the Guru, you know, the disciple so close to the Guru. So Brahma Baba's soul sitting next to Shiv Baba's soul. But of course, Shiv Baba does not have his own body, so he takes the body of Brahma Baba and speak through the mouth. And now Brahma Baba attained perfection. The only soul who attained perfection. All others became karmatit, no doubt. But karmatit means went beyond the pull of karma. But complete perfection, Brahma Baba's soul was the first one. And all other souls had to take rebirth, but not Brahma Baba's soul. And because Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba have to work together now to do the establishment work faster. And as we can see that after 1969, Gulzar Dadi became the chariot. And Bap Dada worked through her. But at the beginning of when Bap Dada used to come and speak through Gulzar Dadi's body, it used to be a very different experience in the sense that it was so different in the sense that Gulzar Dadi, we could feel that she's not here at all. When Shiv Baba would come in the body of Brahma Baba, at the beginning we used to feel the difference. That when Shiv Baba is there, Brahma Baba is not in a normal, natural way. Then when Shiv Baba would come, we would not find the difference. We would feel that Brahma Baba's stage is only that high. You understand? At the beginning, the difference would be felt. Because Brahma Baba was in the corporeal form. He was very much human, very much mundane, you can say, world, and because he had so many responsibilities. And Shiv Baba would come at that time, it would be so different. So different. We could feel the difference. But gradually when Brahma Baba really worked on himself and became so detached, that during the last days, we could feel there's no difference now. If it's Shiv Baba or Brahma Baba, we couldn't find the difference. Because Brahma Baba also became very, very detached. There are so many instances which I can share of how Brahma Baba became detached. You know, I'll give you one example. Before, Baba used to wait for children's letters. And if some children had not written a letter, Baba would inquire why that one's letter hasn't come. You know, like mother, father attached to the children, that no information, no news of that child, so-and-so child, Baba used to ask. Baba used to phone. inquire why, whether this service happened, that service happened, not happened, not, you know, what is to be cooked and who is to go where, which dadi is to go where. Baba used to take care of everything. Children used to come to Madhuban, Baba used to entertain them fully. There were no classes like we have today. It was just Baba and Baba and Baba. If Mama was there, it was Mama, Baba, that's all. I remember my days when I came to Madhuban in 1960. I was just 12 years old when I came to Madhuban in 1960 for the first time in Pandav Bhavan with my mother. She brought me to Madhuban. I had met Baba in Mumbai, 6 months before, and after 6 months I came to Madhuban. So I used to go to the center. Brahma Baba was there in Mumbai, and I used to go every day, go to the center, listen to the Murli, and then go to school. I was only 12 years old. And then after 6 months I came to Madhuban. And I still remember how Madhuban was so simple during those days. So simple. And even the history hall wasn't there. It was just land and one house, that's all. And hardly 15-20 people living in Madhuban. And even if a group of 15-20 would go, it would be like houseful. Madhuban houseful. It was. But Baba was all the time with us. Amrit Vela with the children, then Murli, and then breakfast also, Brahma Bhojan too, playing with the children, sitting on the swing with the children, going on, you know, excursion mountains with the children. So whole day with the children, and we used to be with Brahma Baba whole day. It was a beautiful experience. I can't even describe, you know. And my mother tells me that on the day we were leaving, we stayed there for 8 days, and we were leaving, and I didn't want to leave Madhuban. I didn't want to leave. But of course we had to leave. So what I did, I didn't want to go back to Mumbai. So what I did, I hid myself. I didn't want to go. I didn't tell anybody where I was, and everybody was looking for me. Where is Shilu? Where is Shilu? And they're looking around, but they couldn't find me. And then Baba sent somebody that go and see on the rooftop, because Baba had said a few days earlier that you must go and sit on rooftops and meditate, you know, because you're in the unlimited. So Baba said, go and look for her there, maybe on a rooftop. So, and somebody came looking for me, and I was sitting there in Baba's remembrance, and he said, Baba is calling you. I said, I don't want to go. I don't want to go back to Mumbai. That person said, Baba is calling you. I don't know why, but Baba is calling you. And when I went, Baba looked at me very sweetly, and I started crying in front of Baba. I said, Baba, I don't want to go back to Mumbai. I want to live here. And Baba very sweetly, you know, seeing that situation, told my mother, okay child, you go back and Shilu will stay here. I was so happy that probably Baba really is going to make me stay here. But then after some time, after Baba, you know, gave me all that love, then Baba said, see, you are still young. You have to study, there are not very good schools here. You have to study and you have to do lots of service and this and that. And you grow older and study more, and then Baba will call you one day. Baba will call you. But now you have to go. So very sweetly Baba said, and I said, Baba, you are going to call me one day and I will live here? Baba said, yes. So that was a promise Baba gave me, that I will call you back. So I am saying how it was Baba's blessing which worked, and how Baba made me live in Madhuban. And also when Baba came again, because every year Baba used to come to Mumbai, every year, especially during winter. Winter is very cold, was very cold here, very cold. And Mumbai is very pleasant in winter. So the doctors always advised Baba to be in Mumbai during winter. Even Delhi very cold, Abu very cold. But winter in Bombay, Mumbai, very, very pleasant. So Baba used to stay for 3 months in Mumbai. And I remember once in front of Baba, I recited a poetry in English, because I was going to an English medium school in Mumbai, in a very good school, convent school. And when Baba heard my recitation of poetry in English, Baba said, "Oh, you speak very good English. Baba will send you abroad." Baba blessed me at that time. Baba will send you abroad. So how Baba blessed me. And then I remember in 1967, I was in my second year of college. And I didn't know what line to take, you know, how for further studies. Because Baba wanted me to study also. But then, what line to take? And at home, my family members wanted me to go for medicine. So, I didn't really want to go for medicine. I was not interested. But then, I wrote a letter to Baba. "Baba, what to do? My family members want me to go for medicine, study medicine. I don't know, Baba, what to do." So Baba wrote a letter back to me saying, "Child, Baba has great hopes in you and Baba wants you to become a spiritual doctor and serve the world." These were Baba's words, Baba's letter. "A spiritual doctor and serve the world." That means no need to go for medicine. So it was like what I was looking for, and Baba gave me the Srimad. But then Baba said, "No, you have to study also, but no need to go for medicine," means become a spiritual doctor to serve the world, to serve souls. So I did my graduation and finished in 69. But then when I was in my final year, Brahma Baba left the body. It was 69 January, and I was still in my final year. Exams were in April. So when Baba left the body, I felt as if the world is going to end now. That was what my thought at that moment. But then I got a very beautiful vision, you know, a vision of angelic Brahma Baba. Baba like came in front of me and put his hand on my head. And Baba said, "Baba is not gone. Baba is with you. Baba will be with you. And you have to fulfill Baba's hopes." These were Baba's words. Like I got like a semi-trance experience, a sort of a vision. Baba standing in front of me and putting his hand on my head and like blessing me. And that was my last year of college. I finished somehow, and then how I surrendered. So then the first Murli was spoken by Avyakt Bap Dada through the body of Gulzar Dadi. Bap Dada gave all instructions of how this organization will run now. How is God's task? It's not any human being's task. And it is the task of world transformation, the task of establishment of golden age. It is the creation of a new dynasty, a creation of a new religion, the deity religion, being established by God Himself. And how all will happen in a very, very incognito way. Baba sometimes says, "You are very, very well known and yet unknown. Unknown but very well known." So unknown in what sense? Because nobody really knows us, what we are up to. What are we doing? But very well known according to the scriptures, the same which is a memorial of, you know, the memorials are there in the scriptures. And the task in a practical form is happening now at the confluence age. And how for the past 47 years, Bap Dada have been coming in the body of Gulzar Dadi. So before we used to feel the difference. When Bap Dada would come in the body of Gulzar Dadi, we would feel the difference, you know. There would be a jerk and she would go into trance, and then, you know, gradually the eyes would open and Bap Dada would give drishti to everybody, and then the microphone would be placed and Bap Dada would speak, but a very, very soft voice, like a whisper. And the volume had to be, you know, made louder, and that would be like a distorted voice because it was not a very normal voice, only a whisper. And therefore the difference. But then God's versions being spoken. Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba's perfect soul together through the body of Rusadadi. So we could see the difference. The face, you know, the sparkle, everything would change. The drishti would change. The voice would change. Everything changed. And how Bap Dada would work through Gulzar Dadi's body. And when Bap Dada would go, she would be back in her normal way. So the difference could be noted. And for hours and hours, Bap Dada would be in the body of Gulzar Dadi. First in the history hall from 1969 onwards, then the meditation hall of Pandav Bhavan was built in 1974. Then Baba used to come in that hall. Then in Om Shanti Bhavan in 1983, that hall was inaugurated in Om Shanti Bhavan. And then Baba would come in Om Shanti Bhavan. In the meantime, Baba's children grew and grew and grew. Centers grew, India, abroad, everywhere. And then after that, in 1995, this hall was inaugurated by Bap Dada. Only once Bap Dada came in this hall to inaugurate Harmony Hall. And then of course after that in Shantivan, you know, how it all expanded. It was all Bap Dada's blessings. Because when Baba came in the history hall, Baba said that this hall is too small, you need a bigger hall. And then the meditation hall was built. Because Baba said you need a bigger hall, history hall was so small. Then meditation hall was built. And then Baba came in the meditation hall. Baba said, this hall is also small. You need a bigger place. Yeah, and then opposite Pandav Bhavan, that there was a big, it was only a big rock. And that land was bought. It was just 1 rupee per 1 square foot. Only 1 rupee. 1 square foot, just 1 rupee. But it was a big rock, which we had to, you know, make level in order to build such a big Om Shanti Bhavan there. But it was done, and now in 1983 Baba came in Om Shanti Bhavan. And when Baba inaugurated that 18 January, Baba inaugurated that hall, Baba said, you have a very big hall, but where is the accommodation? No accommodation for 3,000 people. Hardly a few hundred could stay in Pandav Bhavan. So Baba said, you need now more space for accommodation. So where to get accommodation there? There was no place, no space there, no ground, nothing, no land. And then afterwards this Gyan Sarovar was bought, this land was bought, and Gyan Sarovar was built, and this Harmony Hall was built. And when Baba came in 95 to inaugurate this hall, at the meantime the buildings were being built. They were not complete yet. So Baba came and looked at the hall, and Baba said, hall is too small. You need a bigger hall. Now accommodation was built for Om Shanti Bhavan. So just for the accommodation here, this hall was built. But Baba said, you need a bigger hall. Now from where to get a bigger hall than Shantivan? So they had to go to Shantivan, you know, the bottom of the mountain. We already had something there, but not on a big scale. And again, a big hall, the Diamond Hall was built. And that has 20,000 people, you know, to be accommodated. So of course, so it's still growing. Baba keeps on saying, children will come, build more houses, build more buildings. So it's happening down. We have lots of land. And we are building new buildings there. But here you can't build, there's ceiling on land. And there's also restriction on construction. You can't do any more construction now. This was the last one on Gyan Sarovar. After that, all construction stopped in Mount Abu. Because then the beauty of the mountain will be lost if there are more and more buildings around. And therefore, Shantivan. But then how it was all God's work happening. You know, there's a scripture story in the scriptures that when God came, how He started His work. They say God came in the form of a fish. So how that fish came? It came from the heavens, from up. it came. That's what the scriptures say. It was like a fish. And then Manu, he was like, man was doing tapasya, it fell into his pot. You know, the kamandal which they carry, with which they carry water, it fell into his pot. And then that fish grew. And the fish said, give me a bigger space. This is too small for me. So that person, that tapasvi, you know, that Mahomet, whatever you say, picked up the fish and put him in a little, in a bigger vessel, and it grew. Then in another bigger vessel, it grew and grew, and then in the river, and then in the sea, and then in the ocean. And ultimately, when it became so big, when there was destruction, God, in the form of a fish, picked up the whole earth on its nose and raised the earth. That is a scripture story. So when God comes, he needs bigger space, bigger space, bigger space, bigger space, because he has to liberate all the souls of the world. And we are seeing how God's work is going on. And especially after 69, how Baba is inspiring souls. Because when Brahma Baba became avyakt, there is the experience of Brahma Baba, how he left the body. Because Brahma Baba spoke through a trans messenger. At that time, what was my last stage when the soul was leaving the body? So Baba was asked, Baba, what was that your last stage when you were leaving the body? And Baba said, at that time when I was leaving the body, you know, Brahma Baba was sitting on his bed in the history, in Baba's room, and how Dadi Prakashmani was in front of Baba. And Baba's eyes were closed. He was sitting on the bed. His legs were down and sitting like this, totally detached. And Dadi called out, Baba, Baba. Baba didn't open the eyes, but very, very detached. And she caught hold of Baba's hands and said, Baba, Baba. And Baba opened his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, he looked at Dadi. And that was the last glance. Baba looked at Dadi, so the eyes meeting the eyes, and Dadi caught hold of Baba's hands, so hand in the hands. So through drishti and hands, how Baba willed all the powers to Dadiji without saying beforehand. Well, Baba did groom Dadiji, definitely. On that very day, how Baba took Dadi around the whole Pandav Bhavan, showed her everything, where the stock was, where the grains were, where the clothes were, where these utensils were, the whole ashram, Baba showed her, as if he was handing over everything to her that day itself. But Baba didn't say anything. And at night, how through drishti and hand, like Baba willed everything to her. Actually, Dadi and Didi Manmohini, they were already administering the whole organization after Mama. Dadi lived in Mumbai and Didi Manmohini lived in Mount Abu. So Mount Abu, Didi lived and looked after North India. And Dadi lived in Mumbai and looked after South India. So they used to meet often. But Dadi lived in Mumbai, and on how just few days before Baba became avyakt, Dadi Prakashmani came to Madhuban, and how she was there at that time. And Didi was not there. She had gone to Allahabad. It was a Kumbh Mela in January. So she was away and Dadi Prakashmani was there. And how this Baba became avyakt. Anyway, Didi came, yes, but then how Bap Dada came. But then what I say is that during the last days, how Brahma Baba became very, very angelic, and the last experience which was asked by a trans messenger to Brahma Baba's perfect soul, that Baba, what was your last experience before leaving the body? And Baba shared that experience, that when the soul was leaving the body, at that time there were three pulls, you know, Baba becoming karmati, then perfect. There were three pulls. One pull was Shiv Baba pulling the soul. Child, come. Come and become my companion. Come and become my companion. Come, come. And like Baba was totally detached. And the second pull was from the perfect Brahma, the angel Brahma, that angelic Brahma pulling the soul. Come, become me. Become me, become an angel. So how Baba becoming angelic, becoming lighter and lighter. And the third pull was like last karmic account maybe, finishing. The body karmic account, because it was a heart attack, you know, heart failure, seconds. It didn't take long at all, in seconds. And how the soul became detached. But at that time, there was also not a pull, but a remembrance of Dadiji, that Dadi should come, because Baba is going home. Baba has to hand over everything to Dadi. And Dadi had a thought, Baba is maybe calling me, let me go. It was about 9 o'clock at night. Everybody had had dinner, Baba had spoken the murli, everyone was in their rooms, and Baba had come to his room. And Dadi had a thought, it's quite early today, it's only 9, otherwise it should be 10 o'clock. And it is only 9, let me say goodnight to Baba. So the thought came in her mind and she went to Baba's room. And that's how, so, like, No, Dadi Janki was not there. Dadi Prakashmani. Dadi Janki lived in Pune. And Didi used to live in Madhuban, but she was away to Allahabad. And Dadi had come just a few days before from Mumbai, Dadi Prakashmani. And Baba, actually she was supposed to leave on the 17th, back to Mumbai. But Baba made her to stay. And Baba said, Didi is not here, you stay till Didi comes. So she stayed on. And so how it happened. And so how that thought of Dadi, and Dadi had a thought, let me go to Baba. And she was there. And how it happened. Anyway. But then after that also, so many questions. How will this organization run now? Baba has not said anything. Nobody knew. And then again, through trance messages, the messages would come that Bab Dada will come and speak to the children. Bab Dada will give now the directions of how Baba's work will continue. And then, as you know, the first Avyat Murli was spoken on 21st of January 1969, in which Baba gave all instructions of how this organization will run now. Baba said, hold trainings in Madhuban, holds different programs, and that's how it grew and grew and grew. And we are seeing the expansion. We are seeing how Baba's work is growing in leaps and bounds gradually. I remember the governor of Rajasthan, he was here. He came to meet Bab Dada. He was quite, he knew us, and he did the course also in Governor House. So he came to meet Bab Dada. And Bab Dada, at that time there were 3,000 sisters, dedicated sisters. In India we have at least 50,000 like us. So 3,000 sisters were invited for meeting Bab Dada at that time. And they were all sitting in the hall. And this governor of Rajasthan, he came. He came and sat in front of Baba. And Baba told them very beautiful things, how you have received the fruit of your devotion and you have come back to your family. And Baba said, see, this is your family. Look behind. And when he looked behind, there were 3,000 sisters dressed in white, sitting, all yogi souls, sitting in the hall. And it was an amazing scene for him, which was a great imprint on him. And as Baba says, how they will, big VIPs will become mics. So wherever he would go, he would say to any big guru also, even to Sai Baba, he was a devotee of Sai Baba. He told Sai Baba, Sai Baba, what if you die? If you will die, who will look after your organization? You haven't made anyone like you. You know, and then Sai Baba died, finished, gone, organization gone. It is just social activities, that's all. Nobody to replace him, to be that spiritual head and speak spiritual knowledge. Nobody. So the power is gone. And so Baba told him that, see, all these are the right hands of Brahma. Brahma. And so this imprint was so strong in him that when he met Sai Baba, he told him, that the governor, who is after you to look after this organization? Nobody. Maybe they have a trust who looks after all the funds and the school and the college and the hospital. That's all. Nothing more. But so he said, see the Brahma Kumaris. Brahma Baba prepared thousands of souls like him who are now doing his work. Whom have you prepared? And he felt that if I die, there's no one to replace me. No one. So we are seeing everything going. But how God's work is going so beautifully. Why? Because it's not human task. It was not even Brahma Baba's work. It is all Shiv Baba working through him. And how at that time we could see the difference in Gulzar Dadi. Bap Dada coming and then going, serving the children. All the activities which are like the qualities of God, the praise of God we could see. Knowledge, ocean of knowledge, ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of all the virtues we can see through the actions which Bap Dada do through Gulzar Dadi. And now we are seeing a big difference again. The difference is that there's not much difference between Gulzar Dadi and Bap Dada. We are seeing this difference. Before, Dadi would give drishti and then go into trance and Bap Dada would come gradually. It doesn't happen these days. Like in Brahma Baba, it did not happen during the last days. We could not feel the change, the difference. So same thing is now. We can't see the feel the difference. Dadi comes and she's just giving drishti and how she goes into trance and Bap Dada comes. You can't even know the difference. Once it happened, we didn't know the difference. You know, Dadiji came in the body and Dadiji came, gave drishti and went. We didn't even know. Then we had to call again. You know, I don't know if you all were there on 25th of August. Did you see live? Who saw live on 25th of August? Anybody? Maybe you didn't understand what was happening, no? And so it was like that. And now also when Bap Dada come, we don't know. But then we have to put the mic. And then of course, so even the voice is no more different now. Because that subtle angelic voice for that whisper to be blown up like and given full volume, even that needs a lot of strength. So this is like normal voice. Normal voice. Whisper needs strength, more strength. Normal voice doesn't need more strength. So even that difference is gone. The jerk and then the coming and that difference is also gone. Because Gulzar Dadi is also like attaining that perfect stage. This is the reason. But then the body is growing old. And as the body is growing older, we cannot allow that body to be sitting for long. You know, it's too fragile, too weak. Before, Bap Dada would be there for 8 hours, 10 hours, 15 hours. The biggest record broken was 16 hours. Bap Dada in the body of Gulzar Dadi, 16 hours. At 6:30 in the evening she came to sit and Baba spoke the murli through her and then met individuals whole night. Morning, breakfast time gone, up to 10:30 in the morning. Can you imagine? 6:30 in the evening until 10:30 in the morning, exactly 16 hours at a stretch. In the meantime, we had dinner at night, we also took a little nap, we had a shower, breakfast, everything, and we came at the end to meet Baba. But Bab Dada was serving for 16 hours. How much that body must have really exerted itself, but it was God's work. And the beauty of it all was that when Bab Dada left, Musa Dadi, so fresh, as if she had just woken up from a deep sleep. Because she was not aware. Baba was doing his work, taking the loan of the body, that's all. And Dadi Gulzar, maybe Baba had merged her sanskars and she was in deep sleep stage. And when she woke up, she didn't know it. Oh, 10:30, she didn't know. But Baba had done his work. And now, of course, because the body is weak, Dadi is nearly 90 years. So, 91 actually, 9 years. And now 89, 90. So it won't take long now. And today all of you will be meeting Bab Dada. We have to just wait and watch how it's happening. Because the body is quite fragile. Dadi Gulzar has gone through many illnesses. But how Baba has finished all those karmic accounts of hers. And now this body of hers is just meant for Bab Dada to work. How much is going to work, how much, what we will experience, we don't know. So we have to just wait and watch how it's working. But for 47 years we have got so many murlis. All the murlis is like great treasures for us. And today's murli was also so special. So we have been hearing Baba's murlis for the past 47 years. That's the essence of all the spirituality one can think of. And if we can really master all those murlis which Baba has already spoken, we can also attain perfection very quickly. Eh? Yes? Anybody has any questions? It's already 12:12. Has anybody any questions? Everybody okay? So you just wait and watch, and maybe whatever we see today, we will take in, and then tomorrow there could be more description, more elaboration of what we hear tonight or what we watch tonight. Okay? Om Shanti.